Yeah, real good. No, real good. Sounds like a great excuse to me. Well, you get to be my age, you just need a nice strong pair of cheaters. You don't need the microscope, but you will need the cheaters. So, yeah, that's fun. I don't do it a whole lot, but I have soldered and desoldered and removed diodes and stuff like that just for fun over the years. It can be pretty useful if you find yourself fixing stuff. I had a jump ship real quick. I had a little mini tuner that had a 3 millimeter jack that goes into it for the connection to a radio, and I must have been a little bit too aggressive with it at some point. Portable, and it took the connector off the board. There were six contacts, three on each side, and I was like, oh, geez, how am I going to deal with this? It's just tiny, and it's small, and it's in a bad location, but I did get myself a smaller, sharper, let's say, soldering iron. It took my time, and actually ended up being able to almost reuse the solder on the board by pinpointing the six connections and just heating them up to the point they resoldered themselves. So far, so good. But yeah, no, good for you. I don't know if there's a pair of glasses you can get. I don't know, as far as how you're going to manipulate that microscope or whatnot to see what you're doing. But hey, it's always a good challenge. And a good deal with the 3D printing. That's something I know absolutely nothing about, but it's pretty crazy what y'all do. W1, W-O-W.